We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, in middle of paragraph Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, V'nafshoi nivhala ma'oid. And when a person is going through this process of feeling distant from Hashem, his soul is very confused. V'chofetz u'mishtekek ma'oid lo shev l'Hashem yisborach. And the person desperately wants to return to Hashem. V'adayin lo yolsa biyodoy. And he hasn't succeeded. He feels he hasn't gotten there yet. Shetzorich lizoher ma'oid levli li'ayish esatzmoy b'shumoifin. On one hand, a Jew has to be extremely careful not to give up, no matter what, and no giving up in any form whatsoever. Kimavur kvar pomimei nispar, as we've said an infinite number of times already. Kitzrichin lahamtin harbe kanal. Because a Jew who's trying to come close to Hashem has to be able to wait a lot. And that limud, that knowledge, that ability to wait, a Jew receives from the holiness of Shabbos, by keeping the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Shaydeze ikar tikana tshuva kanal, which is the essence of tshuva. V'yalkein machmas gzeiro shema yavirenu v'chulu sheze pegam Shabbos. Pegam abiki shalev enofik pegam chines hamtein alkein dochu tkiya shofar b'Shabbos. And it's based on this that our rabbis insisted that we pass up the blowing of shofar on Shabbos. Kichshash pegam Shabbos chas v'shalom shu shemo yavirenu hu kilkol darkei tshuva kanal. Because a possibility of chas v'shalom transgressing Shabbos by carrying, an improper carrying, would mess up the entire tshuva process. Ve'ikrach shash shema machmas tirdas ha-mitzvah shel tkiya shofar yelech etzel chocham, etc.
And Rabbi Nosson Zal says, let's study this even a little bit more carefully. Look at the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what are we afraid of? We're afraid that because he's going to want to do the mitzvah of shofar, that might drive him to take the shofar and travel an illegal distance or to an illegal place, etc., etc. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, look what's going on here. The Torah was afraid that as a result of the Jew wanting to advance, wanting to do a mitzvah, wanting to come close to Hashem, and in his confusion, because every Jew wants with desperation to do tshuva. There's something, a Jew who's far from Hashem, there's an neshama inside that's screaming hysterically, whether the person hears it or not, get me out of here. I want to come close to Hashem. Avo mi sheroitze be'emes lo shuv b'tshuva l'Hashem yisborach. However, a person who's really serious about wanting to do tshuva, afal pi shetzorech lezarez es atzmoy ma'oid, even though one aspect of tshuva is moving very quickly to make up for lost time, to make up for days or months or years, and to try to run with every ounce of energy he has to come close to the true tzaddikim and to the ones who are attached to them, and to have them bring him close to Hashem, even though on one hand that's what a person has to do, he has to run quick. There's another side of the coin whereby at times the person has to be able to wait. V'yalkein choshishu, and it's for this reason that our rabbis were concerned, shemachmas tirdas ha-mitzvah shel tkiya shofar, that as a result of the person being so insistent and so concerned about performing the mitzvah of blowing shofar, shubachinas tshuva, which is one of the major aspects of tshuva, shema ideze daiko yivkoin bedusha shabbos shehu ikara tshuva. It's quite possible that as a result of the person's good intentions, they might come to violate the Shabbos, which is the ultimate in tshuva. You know, the holiness of Shabbos. V'yavirenu dal amas bershu sarabim. And they'll come to carry the shofar. You know, four amas in a public domain. Sheze ikar pegam ha-tshuva, which would be a major, major defect in tshuva. Alkein dochu oz tkiya shofar. And it's for this reason that our rabbis insisted that we pass up the blowing of shofar on that day. V'simchu al kedusha Shabbos biatzmoy. And they relied on the holiness of Shabbos itself. Shebeloit ki ha-shofar, whereby even without blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, Aide Kedusha Shabbos bi'atzmoi yistaknu darkei ha-tshuva shetzrichim l'takin b'Rosh Hashanah. The holiness of Shabbos itself will give the Jew the ability to affect whatever tikkun of tshuva he has to affect on Rosh Hashanah, shehu rishon aseres yemei tshuva, which is the opening day of the 10 days of tshuva. Al kein ein toikin b'shofaros, and it's for this reason that we do not blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Interestingly, in Yerushalayim this week on Wednesday, they celebrated the siyum of the Amud Yomi. This is something that was started a few years ago, where they came up with an idea that just like the great, great Jewish leader, Rabbi Meir Shapiro from Poland, instituted the Daf Yomi, that for those Jews who aren't sitting in yeshiva for 12 hours a day and don't have that, the kind of opportunity to invest 6-7 hours a day learning Gemara, he suggested that they at least make it their business to learn a page a day. And in that way, always be connected to the Gemara and have that kvias, that minimal kvias. And by having many Jews together learning the same place, this would enable that when Jews meet, it's automatically easy for them to consult each other, to talk in Torah, because everybody's on the same page. You know, the people that are working, those types of people, they're in the similar ballpark, and they have what to talk, what to share together in Torah. So a few years, and this has resulted in Jews studying millions of pages of Gemara in the past hundred years or so since this tikkun was instituted. So too, a few years ago, they instituted regarding Likutei Moran, the Sefer of Rabbi Nachman, that for those people who respect Rabbi Nachman, to set this minimum for themselves of an amud, one side of a page a day of Likutei Moran, and everybody to be unified in this limud. So they just had a siyum on Wednesday, and there were about 1,000 people in our shul that got together for the siyum. It was something very, very special. And then we went ahead and started Likutei Moran again from the beginning. So a person comes to the first chapter on Likutei Moran, and one of the most important statements in that chapter is where Rabbein Azal says that it's the derech of the Yetzer Hara to be mislavesh b'mitzvos. He refers in that chapter to a ship that's traveling in the sea, and there's a wave, a tidal wave, coming at this ship. And Rabbein Azal says that when you see this tidal wave in the distance, it's white. It's lily white on top because of the foam, you know. And Rav Moshe Zal said, it appears like a white spark, like an angel in the distance. But a person doesn't realize sometimes that this is a destructive angel, an angel that's looking to drown, to destroy the ship completely. And Rav Moshe Zal explains that that wave is the Yetzer Hara, who's trying to drown the ship, which is the essence of Klal Yisrael. And he gives us a tremendous yesod, a tremendous piece of information that each and every person wanting to come close to Hashem has to know, that when a person is sincere about wanting to come close to Hashem, usually the Yetzer Hara is not going to offer him Averis, because he knows the guy made a decision that he's looking to get away from Averis. So what's the Yetzer Hara going to offer him? He's going to offer him mitzvahs. The person would say, what's wrong with that? The answer is nothing. It's just if a person is doing it, if the speed that a person is able to handle is 30 mitzvahs an hour, and the Yetzer Hara gets him up to 90, or the Yetzer Hara gets him up to 200, or if a person's ability is that the person needs a certain minimum of sleep, and they don't get that minimum of sleep, and that clobbers them for the next day, that's the Yetzer Hara's, that's one of the Yetzer Hara's ways of getting a Jew to fail in the tshuva process. And Rabbeinu Zal introduces this right up front on page one, for a Jew to be aware of this, and if I'm being told this up front, that sometimes we say this in the tefillah when we daven Mariv, we say in the paragraph of Hashkiveinu, we say, V'hoser soton milfoneinu u'me'achareinu. Hashem, please remove the Yetzer Hara from in front of us and in back of us. And the Mefarshim explained that what that refers to is, sometimes a Jew is trying to proceed and coming close to Hashem, and the Yetzer Hara is standing between him and Hashem, the person's trying to move forward and the Yetzer Hara is shoving him back. However, sometimes when the Yetzer Hara understands that that's not going to work, that there's no, that if the person's going to see somebody pushing him, he's going to push even harder to move forward, the Yetzer Hara says, no problem, watch this, change direction. The Yetzer Hara goes in back of the person and shoves him. You want to run? You want to come close to Hashem? Let me help you. And he gives the person a shove, and he causes the person to go at a speed that the person can't handle, or he causes the person to force an issue, which he isn't supposed to be forcing, or to move when he's at a time that he's supposed to be waiting. And in that manner, Chas V'Shalom, he causes the person either tremendous damage or failure. And this is the point that Rabbeinu Zal makes over there in the first chapter of Likutei Moran. And this is the issue that Rav Nosson Zal was addressing in this piece that we just learned. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas ha'hei zechirois she'tzrichem nizkor b'berkas ahava solon u'b'kriyashma shehu emunas ha'yichud." Based on what we've been discussing till now regarding tshuva, regarding Shabbos, regarding related to chapter 6 in the Likutei Moran about the different elements in tshuva, we'll be able to understand the five items that need to be mentioned within the Kriya Shema and its vicinity. Kimo Shomer Azara, as the Gemara tells us, Ki Tzrichen Rizkor Maisa Molik. One of the more very important items is where the Jews are required every single day to remember what Amalek did to us. K'may shekosuv zocheres ashrosoch Amalek baderech betzeischem in Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you when you were leaving Mitzrayim. That's this week's parsha. Shehu b'chinas lahachris zarei shel Amalek. This ties into the mitzvah that the Jews were given upon entering Eretz Yisrael, which was to wipe out the descendants of Amalek. Shehu keneged b'chinas nekudach tachtoina. This corresponds to the lower portion of the Aleph that we've been discussing till now. B'chinas doim l'Hashem. This corresponds to the mitzvah that a Jew has of being silent for the sake of Hashem when he's being insulted or embarrassed. L'achnia hadam shebechol ol ha'smoli. In order to subdue the blood in the left side of the heart, which means the Yetzirah. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Kiato kolamu chamoy shaloichamim im bechina samolei kurak al yidei zechiro levad. Because nowadays, the battle that we're doing against Amalek is waged by remembering that there is an Amalek. Shezehu ikra mitzvah. This is the essence of the mitzvah. Kama shekosov, as the posik says, Zocher es asherosov ocho Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. V'alkein koirin b'toira parsha zocher. And that's why at a certain time in the year we read parsha zocher. And that's a mitzvah sesed oraisa, the reading of parsha zocher. V'chein tzrichin lizkor b'chol yoin. And so too a Jew is supposed to is required to remember this every day. B'frat koidim kabol asoy malchus shamayim. Especially at that point in the tefillah, right before a person is about to accept upon themselves the kingdom of Hashem, b'parshia is kriyashma, in order to place this deep into one's mind and heart. Lizkor sheyesh klipas amolik, for the person to remember very, very well and to be conscious of the fact that there is this klipa, this tumor called amolik, she'oirev tomid al kol echad miYisrael b'li shir, who is always constantly lying and waiting and looking to ambush each and every single Jew. It's a constant process. And on one hand, it's impossible for us to eliminate this Amalek completely, because otherwise there wouldn't be free choice. However, we know in the end, his memory will be erased completely. However, now, we're required to remember this, to be conscious of this, and to believe this, that there is this klipa battling us. So that our eyes should always be focused upon Hashem constantly, begging Hashem to save us from this klipa of Amalek. And to give us the ability to be silent when we need to, lizbor shvichas domim, to be able to withstand the shame and embarrassment that a Jew goes through at times. The chanal, as we explained previously. V'chol ze b'choyach kiddusha Shabbos. And all of this a Jew is zeicha to through the holiness of Shabbos, shu b'chinas kiddushas hatzadik, which represents the tzadik, shetzrichim lizkor tomet b'choleis, which is something that we're also required. It's one of these five zechiros. We're always required to remember. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says,
Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos. Remember the Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Zochreyu me'echod b'Shabbos. Don't just remember it on Saturday, remember it from Sunday, meaning remember Shabbos throughout the week. Va'ayim ha-Kamon, this will be elaborated on further. V'zeh b'chinas, zechiras, ma'isa Miriam. The third item which the Jews are required to remember is the act of Miriam, where she spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu and was punished severely for it. Shavoy ledaber loshen hara, to remind the Jew to be careful not to speak negatively about another Jew. Ki loshen hara shokul keneged gimel averos, because loshen hara is considered equal to the three worst crimes in Judaism, which are avodah zarah, gvilui arayos, shfichas damim, murder, idol worship, and adultery. Shehim keneged hagimel nekudos hanal, which correspond to the three parts of the Aleph, the three sections of the Aleph. V'hu godol shebekulam, and Lashon Hara is greater than all of these. Ki al yedei Lashon Hara mafrid aluf, because through the sin of Lashon Hara, a person causes a pirud chas v'shalom with Hashem. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'nirgan mafrid, ki mafrid bein klal Yisrael, bechinas nekuda tachtoino, ubein atzadik nekuda elyeino. Through Lashon Hara, is through one of the most usual forms of Lashon Hara, Rav Nosson Zal says, causes a break between the upper part of the Aleph and the lower part of the Aleph, the rabbi and the student. Ki ikar Lashon Hara kishemedabrim ala tzadik vanilzameilav, because the main form of Lashon Hara is when it's spoken against the tzadik and those who are attached to him. Vafilu kishemedabrim al shum echad miYisrael. This certainly applies when a Jew speaks against any Jew, but one of the main forms that Klal Yisrael has suffered from Lashon Hara throughout the generations has been when there was a tzaddik, whether it was the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, these great tzaddikim who had their students, and people said all kinds of bad things about them. Kifi Lashon Hara kein moirin chas v'shalom kitrogolov lahafridoi chas v'shalom yenakuda, because based on the type of Lashon Hara that's spoken, very often this arouses a persecution against those who want to come close to the tzaddik to try to separate them from the tzaddik. V'alkein ikar ha-tikun hu shalom, and therefore the main tikun for Klal Yisrael is peace. Shebishvil zeh tzrichim liyos kimidbar, and in order to get to it, sometimes a person has to be able to be silent, like a desert. The Lizboil Shvichas Domim, and to be able to withstand having his blood spilt, in other words, being insulted and embarrassed. The Yihye Min Hashemim Cherposim Veinim Eshivim, and to be from those who hears himself being insulted and doesn't respond. Ad Asher Yeshuvu Hemoi Leinu, until those who are doing the insulting will eventually do tshuva and they'll come and join us. V'zeh b'chinas z'chiras yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is why the next item that the Jews are required to remember every day is to remember the fact that we were taken out of Egypt. Ki yitzias Mitzrayim u'mapolas amolekim b'chinas achas. Because leaving Egypt and the downfall of Amalek are pretty much in one category. Shehu l'achnia hatzorim v'horoitvim es Yisrael b'chol eis. Because this basically refers to the aspect of subduing and eliminating those who attack the Jews at all times. Shehem b'chinas hora shebedam shebechala smoli. They symbolize the evil in the left side of the heart, the Yetzirah. Shemishom yenikosom. That's where they draw their power. Kimishom achizas kol ho'ayin umos. That's where all 70 nations draw their strength from that left side, from the averos that Jews commit through their Yetzirah. V'Yisrael nivcharu mikol am v'loshen. We know that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, were chosen from all the nations. V'hoikar al yedei k'dushas avoseinu ha-shivoroim, especially through the holiness of our seven shepherds. V'hoikar Moshe Rabbeinu, and especially Moshe Rabbeinu, shekitshu atzmon kol kach, who sanctified themselves so much, ad shehichniu legamri hadam shebechol asmoli, to the point where they overcame their Yetzahara completely. V'chol atayvois v'amidois rois hanem shochem imenu, and they succeeded in overcoming all the bad desires and bad elements of character which come from the Yetzer Hara, Hakoil Bitlu Beshlemus. These seven shepherds were zeichet to eliminate that completely. Ad shezocho lama shezocho, to the point where they were zeichet to the level that they were zeichet to, lebechinas nekudo helyona, whereby they represent the upper part of the Aleph. Veheim himshichu hagdusha lezaron, and they in turn passed on their holiness to their children. Ad shekol Yisrael kulam kidoshim keneged kol ha'inumos, to the point where all of Klal Yisrael is considered holy compared to the 70 nations, al yidei shekiblu es ha-Torah, especially through the fact that we were the ones who were zeichet to accept the Torah, shemoyer alonu lekadesh atzmeinu b'chilushti al pi mitzvos ha-Torah, which teaches us and directs us to sanctify ourselves in what we eat, in what we drink, to do it all based on the mitzvos of the Torah. Vechein ben yonei ishus, and so to how we conduct ourselves with women, shehiya hakol al pi ha-Torah, to do everything according to the Torah. V'alidei zeh heimachmien hadam shebechal asmoli, and when Jews live that the proper way, we're zechet to subdue that blood in the left side of the heart, meaning the Yetzer Hara. Shehiidei zeh yotzonu mimitzrayim benisim v'refois. This is what helped us be zechet to leave Egypt with all the miracles, al yidei shekvar niskachu tzktsas, based on the fact that we had already, even in Egypt, succeeded in sanctifying ourselves a little bit, ubeschus avos, and in addition, the merit of the avos hakdoshim, it was the combination of these two things that helped us be zeichet to get out of Mitzrayim. Number one, the fact that we were zeichet to a certain degree of purity, and number two, the schus of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Just while we're on this week's Parsha, Parsha's Beshalach, it begins, the Shira begins with the words, O Shira LaHashem Ki Go'o Go'o, let us sing to Hashem, because Hashem is great. The word Go'o, I once heard from my father, Zichron Avrocha, from one of the quoting one of the commentaries, the word Go'o is Gimel Avos HaKdoshim, the three holy forefathers. Now it's telling us that it was their Zechus that played a major role in the Jews being zeichet to leave Egypt and Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Red Sea. Vayidei zchus ha-Torah shasidem lekabel, and an additional merit which helped us leave Mitzrayim was the fact that we were going to accept the Torah. Ve'onu tzrichin lizkor yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yoyim, and we are required to remind ourselves about yitzias Mitzrayim each and every day, kedei lechazek emunaseinu bo yisporach, in order to strengthen our faith in Hashem, our trust in Hashem, ulechazei koichenu letzapois liyeshua tomid, and to give us the encouragement that we need to wait for our salvation steadily, shekemoi shehoitzionu mimitzrayim benisim umoifsim neiroim kleiva, to remind ourselves that just as Hashem took us out of Egypt with awesome miracles, kein nizke lachmi olavatel kolatzon, so too we're going to be zeichet to see our current enemies subdued and eliminated. Ve'ikar kulam, and the main enemy who are Molech, shekolo mikulam, is a Molech who is a combination of all the enemies of the Jews. K'moy shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Reishis goyim Amolek, the foremost of all the nations is a Molech. U'tzrichin lizkor heitev shekvar okro isoy kama pomin, and a Jew is required to remember very well that we have already succeeded in giving Amalek serious blows several times. Bimei Moshe, v'Yoshua, v'David, u'bimei Mordechai, during the lifetimes of these great tzaddikim. Avol, hu klipo chazoka kol kach, however, this Amalek is so powerful, a klipa, a tuma, she'adayin she'mizborach bi'atzmoy lochem yimoyad doiroi shomoshiach, that Hashem himself has to do battle with Amalek until the coming of Mashiach. Ad sheyakoy roisei legamri, when Amalek will be eliminated completely. K'moy shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Milchomo l'Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor. This is this week's parsha, that Hashem leads the battle against Amalek in each and every generation. K'moy shem razal, as the Gemara expounds on this. V'chol zeh machma shekoyach ha-bechiro, yesh lo toikev godol. And this is all because of the fact that Hashem wants there to be free choice in the world. there must be a balance between good and bad. So just as on the good side, there are tzaddikim, and there's a Torah, and there's mitzvahs, there's so many positive things, there has to be a negative force to counterbalance it, to give a Jew this decision to make, this free choice. And Hashem does not want to eliminate Bechira until the end. As we discussed previously, and in other places. And each and every single Jew has an obligation to be involved in this battle against Amalek, Shehu Milchemes HaYetzer, which is the battle against one's own Yetzahara, Sheyesh L'Kol Echad B'Zeilim, which each and every one of us has in this world, She'ikar HaMilchomo Him Achiras Hadamim Shenimshoch Mi'adam Achor Shebechol HaSmoli. The main battle is against the spoiled blood that comes from that left side of the heart, Shemishom Kol HaTaivos, which is the root of all evil desires and bad characteristics within a person. However, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, we know that the fact is that the majority of Am Yisrael is weak in waging this battle against Amalek the way they're supposed to. Ad sheyesh shenichsholemoy, to the point where, unfortunately, there are many Jews who have messed up in very, very big ways. And therefore, our only hope and our main strength is through the great choice tzaddikim that are found in each and every single generation. They're the ones who wage this battle on our behalf. As is discussed in chapter 58 in the first half of Likut Imran, Klas Nafkin Michad. That's the title of that chapter. V'heim moedim lanu u'mamshichim lanu kedusha Shabbos Kodesh. These tzaddikim are the ones who inform us and draw upon us the holiness of Shabbos. Shaydei ze yesh koyach v'cholechot m'Yisrael yishor al omdolev leilipo legamri b'cheir klipas amolik. That's what gives each and every single Jew the ability to stand up and not to fall completely to Amolik. She'oirev who is trying constantly to take a Jew completely out of both worlds, in order to have him fail in Olam Hazeh, and thereby give up his Olam Haba. And the battle of Amalek is in several different forms. Number one, he comes down to this world in the form of the Yetzirah, who induces and seduces a person to commit sins by increasing the bad blood inside of the person. Number two, Umachnes machshavos rois harbei b'lev kol echad, and he injects all kinds of bad thoughts into each and every single Jew's mind and heart. Shehem ikar hayitzrim roim, which are one of the main aspects of the Yetzirah, as is discussed in another place, in chapter 49 in the first half of Likut Imran, and then this same angel, this same Yetzirah, goes up to heaven and prosecutes the person, and each and every single time he succeeds in bringing a suitcase of prosecution against Klal Yisrael, this makes him even stronger. And that's not even enough for him. But rather, the Yetzirah does everything in his power. He goes all out with incredible trickery and all kinds of ingenious methods to cause machlokes against the true tzaddik, the true powerful one, ad shemachnis tino gam b'leiv gedoilei hatzadikim, to the point where Yetzirah injects a bad feeling even into the hearts of great tzaddikim, lechalik libo me'osoi, for them also to not to be united with the tzaddik oemis, with the greatest tzaddik of the generation. Through the fact that the Yetzirah
causes the other tzaddikim to have all kinds of questions about this tzaddik, which eventually causes many, many Jews not to come close to the greatest tzaddik, who would be the one in the best position to be able to help them and all of Klal Yisrael. V'zeh gorua min hakol, and this is the worst, because this destroys any chance of tikkun. If you take the tzaddik, who's in the best position possible to fix things and to improve things, and you isolate him, and you put doubt in people's minds, even into the minds of tzaddikim about him. Who knows? Maybe he's not such a big tzaddik. I heard this and this about him, or I see him doing this, and I hear that he said this and this, which I don't understand completely. And therefore, who knows? Maybe he wasn't such a big tzaddik. Rachmol Atzlan, by doing that, they weaken the ability of the tzaddik to be able to reach out to all the people that he could have if this were not the case. And again, this applies in all generations. This applied during the time of the Arizal, during the time of the Baal Shem Tov, and especially during Rabbeinu Zal's time. If a person today looks at the Sforim of Rabbeinu Zal, his teachings, the Likutei Moran, the Likutei Halachos, these other Sforim, any person who wants to look at this really honestly and sincerely will know that these are vitamins, these are medicines that can help every single Jew. There is no Jew who is excluded from the protective net that Rabbeinu Zal forms in his Sforim, in his teachings, to be able to give a Jew the encouragement, the enthusiasm, the inspiration that he needs to pick himself up from wherever he is and to attain the highest heights. And it's only because of this machlekes Rachman al-Islam, machlekes Lashon Hara, these doubts, etc., etc., that didn't allow Rabbeinu Zal during his time, and even today, 200 years later, to be anywhere near as effective as he could have been or could be, were it not for this problem.